Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I'm having a really late show tonight as I'm trying to pop up the chat window and everything in the show. You know, sometimes a little bit of technical difficulties, and I'm talking here in like half fast because right now I just got off a film set called Essential Realism, and the good thing is, well, you know, I guess I was doing part, I can't really talk about the plot, but it had up to, I think, 70 cast members, and I was in a scene with a ninja scene. So I guess, you know, a couple of the ninjas couldn't show up when we were supposed to have a boss ninja. So there I am thinking, okay, the ninjas all paired up and stuff, and I'm sitting here going, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to be paired up anyone. I'm sitting around. This is okay, so maybe my scene isn't going to be really that big after all. So, you know, like this says, you know, I'll just hang there, and I'm like chilling, closing my eyes, and they go, okay, lady ninja, come on. So I was like, okay, and it's like, okay, you're going to be the boss, go here, this and that. And it really dawned on me what they really said to me, because what they did is they made me head boss ninja. I was like, it didn't really dawn on me, and it's like then I was like facing the four heroes because I was playing a bad guy, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, it didn't find me first, but I was like, okay, focus, Shelly, because you're going to do what the director says. So that's exactly what I did. I was like, okay, I'm going to face the four of them at once. This is crazy. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I was so excited at the same time. So this was a very great game. I got tossed around, and one of my other film brothers, Brother Bill, it was actually this other guy's film company, Alan Dimmingham, who is Killertainment Films, which was his company, and there was like people that I've worked with before who they got to be part of this film. So we actually had a stunt pit, but it's really considered a mattress, like not mattress, but it's this big huge pad. And it's like, Bill, throw me on these big huge mattress. And I was like, yes. So he threw me, and I was like, yay! And after he threw me, I got up and I couldn't stop laughing, and they snapped this snapshot of me getting up and being thrown. So it's just like one of these wonderful days. I'm exhausted, and I think the other actors, the cameramen, directors in the 80s and all these other people must be totally like wiped. And I think there's some people actually still trying to get home because it was filmed up in Maine, and some people came up from like Boston and I think some other places, but there was like so many cast members, and I was just so excited. I mean, this was something that I've dreamed of always being as a ninja, and I have my Kato costume on. I'm, like, sweating my butt off. It was so hot. We got all sticky and stuff like that. And so then I stayed to watch another scene, and it was really cool because we had this big trail-on scene, and people, like, saying, like, they were commenting, and I wouldn't say this. I was thinking of another film that was saying, oh, it's the trailer from Breaking Bad, but it was a really, really cool trailer. It was huge. And then the thing is, what I was thinking is Spaceball, Winnebago. So it was just like this really cool thing to writing because I got to go to the other site where they were filming and there was some horses on it. It was really cool. I have to give some props, though, to my hero. It's actually my hero of today is actually Ben McLean because the phone that I have, right, I was taking pictures. I didn't take pictures of really myself, but I took a couple pictures, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook. The thing is, I lost my phone in where we were filming, and I'm like, oh, I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. I lost my phone. So Bill McLean's son, who played one of the heroes, he was like in a karate uniform. I can't explain the plot. But I was, like, looking all around, and this place was huge. I'm like, there's no way I'm ever going to find my phone. And I'm going, I'm like, oh, man. I'm, like, rumbling underneath my breath, and I go back to the trail, and I'm like, this is just great. I lost my phone. So then one of the other actors, well, he was in another part, and his wife, Laura, who, you know, was one of the heroes, too, who I got to fight a little bit, too, he came up to me, was like, Shelly, this is yours from Ben. And I guess Bill's son, Ben, found my phone in the middle of the forest. This was like a needle in the haystack. I was like, really? And I went up to Ben. I was like, you really are a hero. You're playing a hero, but you're my hero of the day. And I kept giving him a hug. I'm like, thank you so much. And I worked on another film with Ben before. We were in the same scene in Scooter Magruder. And he's just a wicked, cool kid, but he's turning into a young man now. And the kid's taller than me. And it's like real super sweet guy. And he's like, you know, just doing his thing, so I can't really talk about the plot. It's just something you guys will have to wait till it comes up, but trust me, I had a ball, and I seriously did not believe I had the nice shock of my life. They're like, well, Shelly, you're going to fight the four heroes. I'm like, what? I was just like, it was still like, I was like in denial. I was like, okay, just focus on Seth, and I'm like, okay, just going to focus on him, and they're like, Shelly, you're going to do this, and mind you, this was we didn't even choreograph this part with me. I mean, the other guys got to pair up, and they were practicing and doing all these flips and everything, and I'm going, oh, gosh, I don't think we're going to have much of a scene today because some people, you know, didn't show up, and there I was, lo and behold. I was actually doing a scene and became the ninja boss the head boss of the ninjas, and they had me do a scene, and I was just so thrilled. And it's just like, I mean, this is considered a birthday present to me, because next week's my actual birthday is next Monday, but I had such a big, awesome day today. I mean, I don't care about presents, it's getting to do something. So for my birthday today, I got to be a boss ninja in a film, which I believe it's going to be considered a short film, an hour long, and I'm like, wearing the Kato costume, I just dedicated my, you know, my day to Bruce Lee and Brandon Lee, because it's been the anniversary of the passing of both of them. So wearing the Kato costume today, it's a dream come true. I just got home, and I'm trying to, like, I was trying to set the radio show, because I was like, usually I do it at noon today, and it's like so exhausted, and I had the towel in my head. It seems like I'm always in my pajamas doing the show anyway, or I'm running around half naked or something trying to get the show done. So it was down to the wire to get this all set up before 10 o'clock. So I was like, got out of the show, I was like, come on, I got to set this, and, you know, and then I just posted the RV, and it was so cool getting to drive in that to the set. I was just like, I was so excited, so excited. And it's just, I mean, I can't believe this. I mean, the day's over with, but I was like, wow, happy birthday to me. Getting to play a ninja, I was very, very excited. But, you know, I just wanted to do a half-hour show today. So it was just really, I was really ecstatic about it. So I'm just posting here. Just give me one moment. I'm just, yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking. Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, do some stuff here while I'm talking to you guys. Hold on one second. I get some people. I think this could be some people from, the film today, I think, I assume, because I was like, I look at it, so I'm just confirming some requests. I had to, like, cancel some people out, but I didn't really, you know, I don't know the people on my Facebook, so I was canceling out and adding some people that I think are actually from the film. Okay, let's see. But anyway, to get back to, you know, the film and stuff, I was, I just cannot believe that I was able to do this today. It was just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. So I'm also multitasking while I'm talking, and I'm really, really exhausted right now. But, you know, people, you know, if you guys have dreams, I just have to tell you, really seriously, here I am. You know, it was like, Shel, you don't have to worry about dreams. But the point is, I'm not saying I'm getting old. Next week I'm turning 43. Here I was today. And the four heroes, I know they were younger than me, but here I am, the boss ninja, and the four heroes are coming out to me, and I'm like, I'm going to stay focused. I'm really going to stay focused, and I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't expect that, because I know when you're on scene, you just have to be ready, but when they turned around, everybody's like, Shelly, they all could get Shelly. They're like, ah! And I'm like, oh, and that's what I'm saying inside is they're filming, because I was like, this is not what I expected at all. I thought I was just going to be fighting one person. It was four people. I mean, it's a short, fast scene, but it's like, boom, 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 boom. It's four people. And I'm like, geez, how does Jackie Chan do this? How does Jackie do this? I don't even know. Jackie Chan, how do you do this? I don't even know how, because this movie, Jackie's, like, utterly, utterly amazing. But anyway, to get back to the film, it's called Essential Realism. And I don't know how the heck they filmed it. There was many parts to the film. Like I said, I can't explain the part, but there were separate parts. And they did it in one weekend. And I'm just like, I'm just so floored, you know, with Alan Dingleham just having this whole thing come together with these different parts, and I can't explain the plot. It's kind of like a surprise. But having these different sections with different groups of people, there's different stuff. And like I said, mine, I was part of the ninja. Okay, I know I talk funny, but it's the ninja. And I was just blown away that I was able to do this. And, you know, having a dream and being able to do this, yeah, it was a long time coming. So anybody out there that has a dream, you know, something I did today, I'm exhausted. And I know I'm repeating myself, but, you know, some people are, like, logging in. So everybody in the chat room, they log in as guests. But to let some people know, you know, talking about the film that I did today, I was amazed. I was just surprised at myself and the hard work the people did. There was a couple, I think a couple assistant directors. Bill McLean was helping out with the fight scenes, which was very thankful. And Laura Fury was also there. And these are people who have experience. So it's kind of like, thank God they're there. That's all they can say because they know what they're doing. And I was very thankful for that because I've worked on sets. And they would get people. And so this is probably why the films never went anywhere, because they weren't based upon a look. And I'm sitting there in a fight scene, and I have basic martial arts skills. So, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, I hope the people have more experience than me. And I've been on set, and they haven't. And I'm sitting there going, okay, they're hiring these people for a certain look and such and on these other sets, and I wonder why these films never have gotten shown and got shelved. Well, it just goes to show you, working today, to see how much experience even the camera guys, the actors, I mean, the people, I don't know how the scenes that I didn't see, I just heard that they were really cool. And so I saw some horses. They had some horses in the thing today in one of the scenes, not in my scenes. We had so many weapons in my scene. I was like, oh, weapons. And people had, like, swords. One guy had a whole bunch of weapons. And I was like, oh, my God, look at all these swords. I was like, nung, nung, nung. And it's like the archery thing. And I was like, oh, come on. You guys are going to shoot an arrow at me. But the arrow, it was kind of like corked, and I was like shooting it, and I was like shooting at trees and stuff, and I could hit it, and I was like, man, I guess the way it was with the insurance and stuff, the only people that could get on top of the horse was the two owners and stuff. I was like, yeah, put me on top of a horse as a ninja, and I'll be holding like a sword or something. But it was just the way that something was with the film. But the costumes, I have a couple pictures, and it was like elf thing or something. It wasn't in the thing that I was in. I took pictures of the guys. I don't know how good the pictures are going to come out. I'm going to try to make them as clear as possible and put them on my Facebook tonight. And I just, everybody did a really good job. And I'm telling you, it was like the people that I worked with today, they were really hardworking. And I was just so surprised. And, you know, sometimes on certain sets, there can be some prima donnas. But let me tell you, people that were working today, they busted their butt. They really, really worked hard. I'm talking camera people, makeup people, the actors, the actresses. Like I said, from what I've seen, I don't know about the rest of it, but from what I've seen today, man, did they bust their butts to get it done, to get all the angles and everything. And it was just, you know, I mean, even the daylight, there was only so much time, you know, to get done, because they didn't have any lighting, so, you know, the sun goes down even earlier. And I just got to say, they did a wonderful, spectacular job. I can't wait to see it. I know everybody's going to laugh because they'll probably say, yeah, she's got a beatdown today. But it was really kind of cool. This was the first time I worked on a set where there was a mat, and they called it a stunt pit, and they got it, I guess, Bill Freighting McLean. He got it somewhere. I forget where he got it. And I was like, you know, the guys were flipping on. I said, Bill, yeah, I just said this in the beginning of the show, but, you know, once again, I said, Bill, throw me, Bill. He said, you want me to throw you? Okay. And this wasn't something I did. He, like, literally, like, picked me up and threw me over him. And I went, whoop, and I landed. And I just couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, I don't know what. I probably have the silliest look on my face when they took the picture. And I can't wait to see the pictures. It's going to be really, really pissa. That's what I got to say. It's going to be a really pissa picture. You know. You know, I'm from Boston. They say wicked pissa. What do you want? Even though I'm up here in Maine, but, you know, just the whole time I was working on Falcare yesterday, and that's getting even more serious. And I know I have to work out more, and I've been trying to. I've been slacking on the working out, that I do admit, and I have to work out even more. But with Falcare, man, that's going to get really, really more intensive as time goes by. You know, but today working on a different set, I got to give each and every individual props. On it. I don't know how they pulled it off. I don't know how they did it. I think they were filming till like 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. A couple of the actors, you know, crashed here. And I apologize, Laura and Dan, once again, you guys, I know you're cat people. But, yeah, my cat decided to go all ninja and started swinging, wanted to swing on the curtains. And I'm like, Jackie! And I'm, like, trying to grab her because she's getting all kind of, like, a little crazy. And I think I woke up the actors. And I'm like, you know, she was just going all nutty. And she was, like, snuggle. I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Snuggle with my guest at my house. Sure, kitty. Snuggle with them, right? Mm-hmm, you little traitor. But, you know, just it was really cool. But, I mean, you know, they were like, instead of them going back to Boston, it's like, yeah, hang at my house. And it wasn't really, we didn't even get that much sleep, really, because I got up at 6, and I was trying to do a ceramic, you know, straightening my hair with ceramic, not anything permanent, because I wanted my hair more straighter. And it was just, oh, sweating. I was sweating all over the place. And I already know there's certain things when you go to set, what you should actually bring. Number one is toilet paper. You know, women might need certain things, baby wipes or something, because if you go to certain sets, you might not have a bathroom. I mean, even though we had the RV, I didn't use the bathroom in there, but where we were filming the ninja scene, we were near Alan's house, so we were able to use the bathroom there. So I was like, oh, that's really nice, you know. And, you know, everyone was very nice today. I was just like, well, this is really nice. When you work on a set and people get along, you know, I like I said, I don't know what happened yesterday, but today was really good. Everybody was hardworking. I mean, you know, the fight scenes itself, you know, coming down to the wire to get this done. And I know everybody that's been filming this weekend, they're so exhausted. So I give them very props, and, you know, I bow to everyone that's been working on the essential realism. You guys did an awesome, you kicked butt. And, you know, all the different scenarios in the film. And I wish I could say what it is, but I can't. You know, we're going to wait till it comes out. And, you know, maybe I'll have Alan. He's probably so exhausted. I mean, if, you know, Alan Dingham, maybe I'll have him as a guest on the show. So, Cat's trying to jump up on the keyboards here. I'm like, don't you do it, Jackie. Don't you switch me. Don't you do it. I'm trying to snap my fingers. I was like, you be a good girl. Yeah, so it was a very exhausting day. And I'm just like, glad I had this opportunity to do this. I'm so glad. And just, this is the best birthday I've ever had. And like I said, it's not the presents per se. It's getting to do my, you know, my dreams and stuff that I've always, always wanted to do in my whole entire life. And be able to play a ninja, finally did it. I mean, I didn't have a ninja outfit per se, but I had Kato. So how much more awesome can that be? And, yeah, I'm just doing a half-hour show today, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a real late show, and it's about a few minutes left, and I just want to tell you, it was a great experience today. It was wonderful. It was spectacular. It was such an awesome experience, and I hope I get to work with these people again, and just wonderful. And I think each and every person, they gave their all today. I was just watching them, and I'm like, I don't even know how I'm awake right now, and I'm going to bed. I'm exhausted, and I just want to tell these guys did an awesome job today, and I do applaud them, and I hope they get a good night's sleep, and I cannot wait for this to see the Central Realism. It's going to be a good film. It's like kind of action-adventure kind of fantasy, and can't tell you, I can't tease you people. All I can say is I know my scene had ninjas in it, and I was the ninja boss. So very lucky indeed. And so everyone, I just wanted to give you a little taste of the film. Anyway, everyone that's up, you know, I'm going to bed, exhausted here. You all have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. And Wednesday, I forget who's on my show, but remember, Sundays is at noon usually, Standard Eastern Time. Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. I think I'm going to drink some tea before I go to bed. And remember, anybody that has a dream, you're as good as anybody else. You just go for it. You know what? I'm living proof because I'm living the dream. And if I can do it, anybody can do it too. Well, you guys all have a good night. Bye-bye.